Feeling so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Ah, yes. The classic, and this is the instrumental version of the Super Bowl Shuffle. That's right, it's the classic Super Bowl Shuffle. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And Rick Geezer is the man who has the sports songs collection, and he joins us periodically, usually at the beginning or the end of a specific sports season. And that is a football-related song, and the football season has just begun. We are a couple of weeks in. And so we always have Rick in when we want to do that kind of stuff. He was waiting for us in the PPG Paints green room, and now he's back, and he's here. Rick, welcome.
It was a fabulous green room.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's the PPG Paints green room, in fact.
The what? Who?
The PPG Paints green room.
Okay. Just wanted to get it in again.
There it is. That's right. So, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's season two, or week two of the season already.
Yes, already.
So thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
We've got some great NFL stuff for you, and I've got, throughout the appearance today, I'm going to play some great stuff you've heard before, some
right.
you may not, but I've got two special songs that nobody's heard.
Making the debut right here on the Nick DiGilio Show.
And it's by a Hall of Famer and two other Chicago Bear players that you know and love.
Oh, boy. All right. That's what we call a tease in the business, everybody. Rick, tell everybody about sports songs, in case people aren't aware.
Well, there are any songs performed by a player, a coach, a ref, an official, someone who's involved in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I own thousands of every sport, every athletic endeavor, so soccer and tennis and baseball.
Everything.
And hockey, got them all.
Yeah.
Even have professional bull riders.
Wow. Okay, we'll have to squeeze that in at some point.
Okay.
I don't know if we can do an entire show on bull riding, but
we could play a few songs, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. You have some podcasts that are available at WGNRadio.com.
There are some on WGNRadio.com and at iTunes.
And people can follow you on Facebook at in the Sports Songs.
They can indeed.
And the website is sportsongs.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now we've set all that up. It is, as you've said, we just finished week two. In the NFL season, how is the Hamp and OB and Cause show going?
Well, if you listened yesterday and you didn't know what the score was, you might have thought there was a loss. But they're great. They're great to work with. They're great to listen to, and
they're
so knowledgeable about the sport. But they're so passionate,
they are.
And they're not big fans of the offense right now.
No, they're not. What's really funny is that Dan and I came in after the game on Sunday, last Sunday,
okay,
Sunday night into Monday morning, and we came in to set up for our Monday morning show. And the guys were on, and they were you guys were in Studio A.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm basically the only one that uses this studio. I use Studio D, and everybody else uses A. So they're in there, and Dan, I'm in here, and I'm prepping, and I've got the door open, and Dan's got his door open. We just got here. We had just gotten here. And Dan's getting ready, and all of a sudden, OB's at the door. And because it was the first time that the guys had been here.
Right.
In the in our new facilities. And so OB's at the door where Dan is, and he goes, "How the hell do you get back to the studio?" Dan had to show him back where Studio A was.
Well, he likes to look across the river and say, "Hey, I've got a house over there."
Oh, he does. There you go. Well, anyway, you can hear Rick produces that show here on WGN.
We'll be on Sunday evening.
Sunday evening following
the game.
And is it 3 o'clock kickoff?
It is.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to it. It's football season, so and we're going to hear some sports songs. Where do you want me to go here?
Why don't you go to the next track, 129,
okay.
Song we know and love by one of Chicago's most favorite coaches, the guy who brought us the Super Bowl, Mike Ditka. And while the players were doing a Super Bowl shuffle, he came around the next year, 1987, and he put out the Grabowski shuffle.
This is a classic. This is a classic.
Do-do-do-do. 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 truth. What they say is what they do. But sometimes rough, but never funny. Don't eat steak, that's just a lie. Now with your win, go and talk. When it comes to fun, can't get enough. Now Papa Harris would have loved him. You can call him names, but never shout him. This group is always in the action. Winning is their satisfaction. When they get going, folks will cheer. No Colin Smiths, they'll toss their beer. A gang like this, you'll never muffle. Meet the Grabowskis and do the shuffle.
We're Grabowskis, wild and free. What you get is what you see. We like the bubble, we like the shuffle. We may rip, but we don't rumble. We like the work, we love the play. We do them both about the same way. Come on your feet, it's time to hustle. Let's all do the Grabowski shuffle.
Yeah. Now, that was in
1987. It's the same production team that did the shuffle, that did the Super Bowl shuffle.
It sounds a lot like. So, and it also sounds very 80s. But that's that's a classic.
80s.
And you've got the VHS tape with you, which is just awesome.
I do.
All right.
Why don't we go to track 163? Since we're talking about the Super Bowl shuffle, you know, so many people when we've been doing I've been doing appearances on your show for about 10 years now.
Has it really been 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so many people through the years have always said, "Well, how do you do this? It's only the Super Bowl shuffle, right?"
Yeah.
And as we've proven, there's so many more songs out there. But the shuffle was the explosion for sports songs. And because of the Super Bowl shuffle was so popular, the Rams put out a song in 1986. So for the 1986-87 season.
Right.
Called Let's Ram It. So why don't you play there?
Here we
can
go.
Hear it.
It's the Rams with Let's Ram It.
Off. The Rams get down so nobody scores. And don't you worry, cause the Rams are rapping. When game time comes, really by disaster. We can't sing and our dance is not pretty, but we'll do our best for the team and the city. So get on your feet and clap your hands. Let's ram it right now with the LA Rams.
Hollywood handsome, Dodge City tough. If you draw it my way, it's gonna get rough.
So this, I mean, the Super Bowl shuffle inspired this kind of stuff.
Completely.
Yeah.
And the team started hiring because, like I said, this was the writer and producers and musicians that were part of the shuffle.
Right. Well, it really did. And do we get to see, Eric Dickerson is on that team.
Eric Dickerson, and the first voice you heard was Jackie Slater, Hall of Fame lineman.
Right. Okay, very cool. All right, Rick, hang out for a second, okay?
Thank you.
Because we have to break. Rick Geezer is with us, and it's a full football edition of Sports Songs. And if you want to join us with a comment or a question, it's 312-981-7200. News is up next. Everybody, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here, 18 stories above the beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. We'll play them later, and that's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What you just heard there is Dennis Green, and Rick Geezer is with us. He has sports songs, and we're doing now we're approaching week three of the NFL season, and we always have Rick in at the beginning or end of sports seasons with a special football edition. Dennis Green plays drums.
He does. That's the Sunset Music Band. That was up when he was the coach for Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
So that came out in 1995.
1995. All right.
And what's interesting about that, the horn was being played by Doc Severinsen on that
well,
track.
You can't get much better than that.
Yeah.
You can't. So, all right, and we are we're sharing some football themed sports songs, and okay, let's get back to it. Rick, where do you want to go
next? Let's go to 144. Here's an all-time favorite, also from 1995. This is by Hall of Fame lineman, defensive lineman Reggie White.
Mm.
Most people think of him as being the minister of the defense, but on this track, as we've played before, he tries to cut up a little bit, and he does impressions of some of some of the then popular figures in the world.
This is one of my favorites that we played during the football edition of Sports Songs. Here we go, Reggie White.
We gotta shut him down, shut him down. We gotta shut him down, what we gotta do.
Chicago.
We gotta shut him down, shut him down.
Philly.
We gotta shut him down, what we gotta do.
Detroit.
We gotta shut him down, shut him down.
Minnesota.
We gotta shut him down, what we gotta do.
Tampa Bay.
We gotta shut him down.
Man, I can't wait for these teams getting to Green Bay. Dallas and Chicago and Philly. Detroit, Minnesota, Tampa Bay. Man, there's gotta be a lot of damage done by the pack attack. We gonna do some damage. Ain't that right, Muhammad?
You're right, Reggie. You gotta do some damage. You gotta put them down. Because I'm the greatest in the world. You gotta be the greatest in the world. The pack gotta be the greatest in the world. Ever in the world. What do you think about that, Macho Man?
Oh, yeah. Reggie, you know exactly what you guys have got to do. You gotta get on the field and cause some damage. You're in the house with the pack attack. Oh, yeah. Hulk. Let me tell you something, brother. All those Hulk maniacs out there know that the pack attack is back, brother. So what are they gonna do when those pythons and those packers fall down on you, brother? What are they gonna do on the field, brother? There's gonna be a lot of damage done. You know it's gonna be done. Isn't that right, Rodney?
Well, I'll tell you. A lot of people say I don't need respect, but I tell you, it's time for the pack attack to get respect.
That's always pretty special.
Doggies in the house.
Doggies in the house. Reggie White doing his incredible impressions. I'm surprised that Macho Man and Hulk were in the same room without tearing each other apart.
Well, that was very interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, where do you want to go next?
Okay, why don't we go to track 186? One of my favorite players when I was younger was Ed Too Tall Jones for the Dallas Cowboys. He was a great defensive lineman, and he quit for a while to be a boxer. But he did not quit to become a musician, but he still recorded some tracks. And we're going to hear this track from 1981, one of my favorite titles of a song called Funkin' on the Radio.
Funkin' on the Radio, Ed Too Tall Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Are you ready to go? Then set your dial to station WFUNK on your radio. Now, we're the band with the master plan. And we're gonna funk you like no other can. And I don't care if you're young or old. Our funk will glide into your soul. Now, Mason Carlos is my main man, Dirt. He will play just to see your body work. And on guitar, we have the Funky PT. It doesn't matter whether you're high or low, because we're funking on your radio. So go ahead and boogie and shake your rubber while we change station on this funk. Now can't you feel the funky kick of the drum? So go ahead, brother, boogie and give everybody some. Now on keyboard is somebody just sitting in.
Right.
We didn't have a keyboard player, so we had a friend.
So you've got the big, the 12-inch.
I've got the dance mix.
The dance mix of Funkin' on the Radio, or Funkin' on Your Radio, on Fun City Records.
It is fun.
It's a fun city.
Citywide.
The flip side is Do the Dip.
Yeah, that's not so great. I mean, that's not even fun.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Right. Yeah, that's a fun song, and you know, you listen to it and you can just think of like the Pimp Hats and the
yeah. That was
shoes
from 1981, and it sounded like it was from 1981.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe some Huggy Bear type shoes.
Exactly. All right, what else we
got? Let's go to 189. Let's keep the groove going a little bit. In 2010, Charger great LaDainian Tomlinson put out a dance track called the LT Slide Electric Glide. And you can check out the video. He did a whole video, and you can see that on YouTube. It's worth your time if you haven't seen it. So it's LaDainian Tomlinson with the LT Slide Electric Glide.
Here we go.
What it do? My name's LT. I got a new dance for y'all. It's real easy to do. All you gotta do is glide with it. Oh, here we go. Come on. Syndicate ready to play the game. Every Sunday, yo, it's all the same. I do my dance. I get my stance. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. Now sidestep, 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 sidestep. Now catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catching that pass.
Now throw the ball.
Throw that thing.
Now celebrate.
Hey, mom.
Wave to your mom.
Wave to your mom.
She's in the stands.
Look at your wife.
See your uncle.
Look at that wife.
Do your thing.
Say hi to your wife.
I love this one. This is one of my favorites. Say hi to your wife.
And your aunt.
And your aunt. Your mom's in the stands. How long does that go on?
About 3.5 minutes.
All right. That one, that's actually one of my favorites.
Well, good.
That's one of my favorites. Okay, what do we all
about? Well, let's go to 304. Here's 304. A new one I just discovered. And we've talked about this before. You know, I have so many different ways of storing the video. You've got them on records. You've got them on vinyl. You've got them on CD. Everybody's doing videos now for YouTube.
Okay.
And Eagles rookie Ian Park. He has since been cut during preseason, but he jumped into the locker room or into the showers, and he sings the theme to the video game Halo. And now Ian Park, you know, some Chicago area people may remember him because he did graduate out of Slippery Rock. Which is a universe. I remember Ray Rayner.
Absolutely.
Always,
Ray Rayner used to always give the scores to
exactly.
Slippery Rock. Yes.
But he played a couple seasons for Northwestern.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we had some injuries and went to Slippery Rock. But if you're a fan of the game of Halo, and you may have seen this guy when he was in high school a few years back, he went viral also doing it as a high school student. Mm. So let's hear his
right.
version.
Ian Park.
That's the theme. I mean, parts of the theme. It's kind of like chanting monks.
Yeah. Well, clearly, I don't play the game Halo, yeah. I wasn't familiar with
well,
that.
I have a son, so.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Where'd you find that?
Just online. You know, yeah. It kind of went crazy there for a while. Saw it all over social media earlier shortly after he was drafted.
Okay. Wow, that's funny. That's really funny. Okay, what are we going to go next?
Okay, why don't we go to another new one I found? It's a 306. And this is by Jordan, I believe it's pronounced Melata.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a former Australian rugby star who never played football. And he is now a rookie offensive lineman for the Eagles.
Wow.
And he is singing the hit song, is it Mark Lowndes? The hit song Hold. Is that
Hold.
How you say it?
Is that what's
Dan? I've not heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a song called Hold.
Hold.
That many of us will recognize.
And we'll all recognize.
Okay,
it,
here we go.
There's a girl on the other side of the vault. There's this girl, she holds my heart like a stack of cards. She's got class, she's got style, she can make a man fall in now. There's nothing to see, no way to go. She's standing next to me, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That was just some locker room video that a news team grabbed, and this ran all over. I originally saw it on TMZ.
What, now, was he was in the locker room at the time? Because you can hear him noise in the background.
Yeah, he was in the locker room, and you can see the video if you go to, you know, YouTube or TMZ. He's got the tape all over his finger still, and he's plucking, you know.
Wow.
He sounds, when I first heard it, I'm like, well, that sounds like Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, that's good.
He's very good. In looking through videos, he's sang for years in Australia for different groups and organizations.
Well, he sounded good. That sounded really, really good. That's another one you just found.
I just found it.
Okay, Rick, hang on.
All right, well, can I mention, to get people to watch or to listen, we will, when we come back, debut a song by a Hall of Famer who also works in this building and his cohorts.
Okay, there you go. That's coming up on the football edition of Sports Songs right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we are doing the football edition of Sports Songs, considering the NFL season has just gotten underway. Rick Geezer is with us. Tell everybody who that was.
That was Rocket Ishmael.
And with Three Sons of Thunder.
That was a song called, that was the instrumental called Bounce.
Bounce.
I was bouncing here. You remember him from Notre Dame.
Everyone
around here.
Yes, absolutely. So. Absolutely. All right, well, we are back, and it's Rick Geezer. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you have a question or a comment. Or you know of maybe a sport. You're always looking for more sports
always
songs,
looking. Right? So if people know of something, let me know. Would love to hear from
you. Yeah, okay. All right.
Give us a call or send me a note.
Okay. And you can also text us, too. It's 312-981-7200. We're continuing our football edition of Sports Songs. Okay, now, you were teasing before the break.
This is a debut. It's track 302. It's by a group called Chicago Six. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Back in the 80s, they recorded, the Chicago Six recorded a song, a couple songs. Then the band included Walter Payton, Dan Hampton, Dave Duerson, Troy Murray, and a couple other Blackhawks.
Right.
Who are escaping me right now. But they put out the songs plus a big concert. But now they've reformed with Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, and Otis Wilson. And just over the past couple weeks, they've recorded a couple new songs. We're going to play parts of both of them
during this
show today. And the first song we're going to hear is a song called The Baddest Team Alive.
The Baddest Team Alive.
So baddest.
This is new material from the Chicago Six featuring Dan Hampton, our very own Dan Hampton. Otis Wilson, Steve McMichael.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Chicago 6, new material, debuting right now.
We were the baddest team alive. like it was child's play, like the cracking of a whip. Ain't no fool ever messing with us, we just pop them in the lip.
Cause we're the baddest, the baddest team alive. When the final gun was fired, no team could survive.
Yes, we had to shuffle sweetness and the fridge. All that flack by Jimmy Mac, just water under the bridge.
Cause we're the baddest.
That's good, man. Was that first solo, was that Ham?
That was Ham.
And then that was Otis?
No, that's McMichael.
Oh, that was McMichael?
Then Otis is later. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Well, that's there you go. Baddest
and Ham was one of the guitar players on that, as well as writing the song.
Now, are they going to play anywhere? Are they going to do
they
a concert?
They do perform
or?
Around. You can, you know, they play at a lot of festivals and, mm-hmm. And different corporate events.
Okay, there you
so
go.
So you could see them around.
In your,
and listen, of course, to Dan Hampton here on WGN.
That's right. Very, very cool. That was great. And it was a debut.
That was a debut. This is not available commercially yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're still working on that.
Okay.
Or considering that.
Okay. Awesome. All right. What's what do we got next?
Okay. Let's go to track 191. A few years back, Eli and Peyton Manning did a commercial and a song for DirecTV. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you may remember it. But it's very funny, and it's them singing, rapping, doing a little comedy, and it's called Football on Your Phone.
Football on Your Phone. This is I've heard this and seen this, and it's this is good stuff. So this is the Eli and Peyton Manning.
Correct. From 2013.
Here we go.
Chance. To have football on your phone and football in your pants.
Look at this guy using his phone as a phone.
Your phone ain't for calling.
Your phone's for football.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Let me ask you a question. What do you get when a football gets down with your phone?
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
If you're on a date with Simone.
Football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan.
Football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne.
Football on your phone.
When you're buttering a scone.
Football on your phone. It's like I spilled milk all over your blouse by accident or on purpose. It's like the milk is like football and your blouse is the phone.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's football.
Does your dad want it? I mean,
it's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you think Alexander Graham Bell would say if he saw you watching football on your
That's
phone?
Pretty great.
That is good.
Yeah, that's really, that's good. A lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. Okay, let's do one more quick one before we...
Okay, let's do 142. It's a song we all love. We grew up in the hair metal era, and we love the power ballad, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Right.
This is Don Majkowski, the magic man from the Green Bay Packers. In 1990, he put out a cassette of this, a single,
yes,
of this song to benefit some charities up in the Green Bay area.
All right,
and let's enjoy "Every Rose Has Its Thorn."
Guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its dawn.
There you go.
At least he didn't do Unskinny Bop.
No, he didn't. All right, Rick, hang on, okay? We got more sports songs, football-related, that we're going to hang out with after the news. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Coming up, news after this. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Wednesday morning, that means Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday.
That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in now. We'll play them a little bit later, so get them in now. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Wednesday morning, we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. I am Nick DiGilio. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. And we're right now in the middle of another edition of Sports Songs. This, a football edition in honor of the NFL kicking off. And so Rick Ezer is live in studio, and we are talking about that and playing some fun sports songs. Also, carrying over into the next conversation that we have, we're going to talk about athletes who have become actors. Some of them are good, some of them are not, and some of them have embarrassed themselves, and some have done really good jobs. But a lot of athletes have gone on to,
John Cena.
John Cena. He's going to be mentioned, no question about it. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that, open up the phone lines and the text lines and talk a little bit about that coming up as
That's
well.
That's great.
312-981-7200 for talk and text. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
That again was Dennis Green.
That was Dennis Green, yes. Yeah. Former NFL coach, Northwestern coach.
Exactly right. And the Bears are who we thought they were.
They are.
Still one of my favorite press conferences of all time. So, you know, Rick, Dan has a song. Dan, you have a song that you can play from inside your room there?
Yeah, you know, hearing some of the tracks that we heard from locker rooms reminded me of Joel Staley, who is a lineman for the 49ers. And he does a show called The Joe Show, where he interviews all of his teammates. And it's pretty goofy and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But back in the Harbaugh days, he and Vernon Davis sang Adele's Someone Like You, and it was pretty terrible and pretty memorable, and here it is.
Okay.
Adele.
I heard that you settled down and you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that you're dreams came true. Guess you gave her things that I didn't give to you. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I guess I'm gonna feel a nippet and bad about to be. This isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. No.
That was fantastic.
That's awesome.
You got to get that to Rick. Rick's got to. You got to have that.
Yeah, I'll add that to the collection.
That is fantastic. That was great.
And this is a regular thing, or it was a regular thing where they would sing or just do goofy stuff?
Yeah, some of the other ones are videos. That was the most memorable ones, but most of the time it's just them being goofs.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
That's funny. That was
great.
That
is terrific.
All right, that was better than Adele. All right, okay, Rick, let's get back.
To 151. Riverside Avenue, and this is a great
nice reference.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, nice.
And this is a The song's not so great, but it's memorable for one reason, and that is, and we've played this before and discussed this, the album cover.
Oh, boy.
It's John Keyworth, who played for the Denver Broncos.
You're bring this back out again now.
Yeah, we've got to do it.
And it's you're going to haunt my dreams now for the next...
He put out an album in 1978 called Keys, and the album... for whatever reason, has his teammates. He's posing in front of the naked guys in the shower.
Yeah, this is an inexplicable album cover. But he's got a tux on.
He does,
and there's a naked guy in the shower, and he's standing there in a tux, and his hands are in a precarious situation.
He's
as well.
Covering something.
Yeah, and then the inside sleeve are the rest of his teammates. All naked in the shower. There's no explanation for it. It's really quite something. We can't even put it up on our Facebook page because they would block us from it. Just naked guys in the shower and then Keys in his tux. Yeah. Anyway, here's a song from that creepy album.
Can change you inside.
Change me. You bring the love right out of me. You bring the love.
Yeah.
You make it easy to see.
So, you know, the album cover is the real key here, but that sounds like yacht rock.
It's completely. It sounds, you know, Little River Band, Pablo
right,
Cruz,
right.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, okay. All right. What's next? I'm really glad I got to see that album cover again, Rick.
Excellent. I'm glad I got to stain your eyes.
It's things you can't unsee.
Let's go to track 130.
All right.
We've played earlier parts of the Super Bowl Shuffle. We played some Mike Ditka. We played some Dan Hampton. But... one guy who was a big part of the Super Bowl, a couple guys, recorded a song 1 week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But not many people remember this song. It's a Walter Payton and William the Refrigerator Perry. They put out a song called Together. And on the cover of their album, it's more of a big single. They're also in tuxedos, but their teammates are, of course, not naked.
No,
them.
Exactly. In showers, trying to take a shower. That's not what's happening. But so this is Sweetness in the Fridge, correct?
This is. It's okay. Called Together, and see what you think.
Here we go.
34-72.
Teamwork is the theme of our song.
Divided we're weak.
Together we're strong.
United as one.
We could only be greater.
This is Sweetness 34.
And the refrigerator.
So be a part of our team.
Watch everyone win.
Keeping prejudice out.
And friendship in.
Bringing pride to the nation.
And joy to the world.
Find yourself joined with others like a
string of pearls.
Cause we're making things happen.
Only for the good.
Uniting people worldwide.
In all neighborhoods.
Making all feel better.
Raising self-esteem.
And anyone can make it.
Just believe in your dreams.
Put forth your best effort. Give it all you got.
Hang on to your goals, cause they mean a lot.
Time is so important, so precious to waste.
If you think I'm joking, just look at my face.
Together as a team, we have a dream. Everyone will stand together.
This was 86, so this is like right after they won the Super Bowl.
This is, they recorded it 1 week after.
1 week, you yeah. said that already, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 week after the Super Bowl, they recorded that. All right, together with Walter Payton and William the Refrigerator Perry.
Well, and then Walter then later that year also recorded a single for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh.
That you could buy at Kentucky Fried Chicken store. It's one of those floppy, you know.
Yeah, like the plastic.
Exactly.
Okay, very cool. All right. Rick, hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Because we're going to take a break. Rick Geezer is here, and we've got one more song by a brand new song that has not been debuted by anybody else, anywhere else. It's Dan Hampton and the Chicago Six.
Plus a song about the Super Bowl.
Which is one of my favorites. So that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN after the break here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. It's Wednesday morning. Get your Wild Card Wednesday requests in. Yeah, it's any artist, any song, anything. Get them in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. And right here with us is Rick Geezer, who is the guy who collects all the sports songs. And football season has just begun, so we have Rick in and doing a special football-themed sports song.
It's been a lot of fun tonight. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a blast when you're in here. By the way, we'll have you back for hockey. We're going to have you back frequently here.
This time of year.
Yeah, we'll have you back for hockey season when that begins, basketball season.
Okay.
That's only going to be a couple of weeks apart.
Exactly.
And then, of course, Christmas.
It's excellent.
I mean, it's an annual tradition for Honky.
Honky
the Christmas Goose, the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Ever.
Who was that that we heard coming back?
That was the Flutie Brothers Band, featuring former Bears quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner Doug Flutie.
That's right.
He's the drummer in the band.
Okay, great. All right. He had to have a very tall stool to get to the drums.
Kind of Hail Marys it, right?
Yeah. Okay. We have two songs that we're going to get to, but we have a time for a couple of more before we get to those.
Okay. So play something.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, no. Come on. Yeah, we'll start out with the Chicago
Six,
right?
Yeah, let's go to 303. It's the Chicago Six. We played, we debuted another track earlier. That's Dan Hampton, Hall of Famer and WGN employee, Steve McMichael and Otis Wilson. Earlier, we heard a new track of theirs called Baddest Team Alive. Right now, we're going to debut a song called Ready to Roll.
All right. Brand new from Dan Hampton and Chicago Six. Here it is. Exclusive.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll. Chicago Six featuring Dan Hampton, Otis Wilson, Steve McMichael. Very, very cool. Thanks for bringing those in.
Certainly. Glad to debut them here on your show. Hopefully, they'll get some wider release, and we'll hear it throughout the community.
Yeah, we would hope so. Very, very cool. All right. Okay, what do we got to go next?
Well, why don't we go to 150? It's a song I don't think we've played in a while, but one of my favorite players back in the day was Deacon Jones. He created the sack. He would slap people in the helmet. He was just a mean guy. But of course, I remember him mostly from the Brady Bunch. He started a glee club, remember?
That's exactly right.
And he put out some records, and here's a song he put out in the early 70s, or in 1969, excuse me.
69, okay.
In 1969, called Play the Game.
Okay, here we go. That's not bad.
Not bad. No, he put out a number of songs in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and,
good.
And earlier, he was part of a group including Merlin Olsen and a few other people from the Rams.
Right.
And the called the Fearsome Foursome, of course, was the name of the group. And they appeared on Sullivan and a bunch of the TV shows of
that's
the
good.
Era.
That was good. That was really good. Okay, we got time for one more, so we have to do the classic.
Every football player at this time of year looking for the Super Bowl ring. They want to win the Super Bowl. And in 1979, Houston Oiler defensive back Kenny Burrow, he was also looking forward for it, and he put out a song called The Super Bowl Itch.
What number is it?
That is track number 174.
All right. So this is, by the way... this is one of my favorite of all the ones.
This is terrific, and if you haven't heard this,
get ready. Listen up, because this is pretty special. Here we go, the Super Bowl itch.
There's something going round down in Houston town. It's caught by young and old. Reaching a fever pitch. It's called the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl itch.
We all have it.
And there's no cure. So, Rick, always a pleasure.
Thank you very
much.
Like I
said, we'll talk to you. Next time we'll talk to you is when hockey season starts.
Very good. Can't wait.
All right, very cool. Rick Easer, everybody. Check out sportssongs.com and check him out on Facebook as well. We're going to take a break. The news is coming up after this.